Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in. A very happy Wednesday to you. It is Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. The 20th of November already, and we've got plenty going on for you here as week 13 of the college football season underway. We got more Maction football here tonight. We'll talk about in just a few, not to mention a lot of NBA basketball as well as college basketballs. We've got multiple of these tournaments that you may recall, things like the Charleston Classic, the Myrtle Beach Invitational, and of course the Bahamas Championship, all of that starting tomorrow. But we do have plenty of games on tap as well. But this will be the last hurrah of those individual tournaments and competitions, if you will, mixing and matching from around different conferences around the country. We've got games like West Virginia, in fact, at home, taking on the Iona Gales in this one here tonight. Entirely too many points, if you ask me. But this did open up at a much higher price, I believe. Right around 15 is what Iona was getting. And then slowly but surely all day long, they have been getting money. And I agree with it here as the Mountaineers are still trying to figure things out under Darren DeVries, their new head coach, as well as a brand new roster. You know, don't forget, there was a lot of dysfunction happening at West Virginia with its basketball team dating back a couple of seasons. They bring in Darian DeVries there. He brings his son over along with Javon Small. Tucker DeVries is, of course, his son there. And that's your offense for West Virginia, which is going to take them a little while to figure out exactly how to incorporate everybody else on this team. Iona, while they come in, pretty much the same thing. They've got a pretty much an entirely new roster as well here tonight. But the one thing I'll tell you that really lent me towards Iona was their ability to own the glass. And that is exactly what they do. They thoroughly have dominated the glass here in a couple of games now against some pretty quality competition that they've been going up against. And the one thing that West Virginia has shown they can't do is attack the offensive glass. And they have shown themselves vulnerable to rebounds to teams like Robert Morris and UMass on the defensive end. So as long as the Gales continue to go ahead and dominate both the offensive and defensive glass, that means not a whole lot of second chance opportunities for West Virginia, which means I think Iona going to be able to keep this thing closer than some would like. The game I'm really looking forward to here tonight is a game that we talked about last week, or a team we told you last week was one of our best bets here on the Sports Grid Network, and that is Cal Poly. They're going to be taking on Arizona State, a top 25 team. And Arizona State, by the way, has been really good hitting the threes, and we know this. They've actually rattled off wins against very good competition, and they hung with the Zags for 40 minutes here, giving them a little bit of a run for their money. They have an experienced roster, and they've got a lot of veterans of college basketball. However, they are kind of live by the three, die by the three, and they're taking on a Cal Poly team, the Mustangs, that we told you last week. Pretty good team here. New head coach comes out of Division II. He recruited just about every shooter there was in D2 to come to Cal Poly, and they've become very efficient, especially on the road, hitting 56% of their shots on the road. They're 2-1 against the number. They also very good, top 10 in the country at the free throw line. When you put all of that together, I don't know, call me crazy. That's a team that should be able to keep it within a pretty big number. So I am looking forward to seeing that game. Of course, that's going to be a little bit later tonight. You've got a whole bunch of other games getting ready to go under as well, including USC tonight. I thought that was an interesting game, taking on San Jose State. And let's face it, USC looks like a hot mess. Doesn't look good. They barely got by Idaho State and UT Arlington before they just lost to Cal at home, 71-66. But the good news for them, USC, this is a get-right spot against San Jose State, who I don't believe has beaten a Division I opponent yet this season. So I do think that this could be the game for USC in which they dominate not only the paint, but just about every aspect of San Jose State and get themselves going in the right direction. So certainly looking forward to seeing if USC can finally put it together. And if we're being honest, I think they will. Dayton taking on New Mexico State is another one. They're laying 15.5 in this one. Of course, everyone loves the Dayton Flyers here. We also have a couple of Penn State taking on Purdue Fort Wayne tonight, laying a pretty big number at 16.5, but that has been bet up considerably as the money continues to pour in for Penn State. And then, of course, you've got a couple of other interesting games late. Northern Colorado taking on Cal Baptist. This is one that I am looking forward to as well, because I did take a little bit of a flyer here on Northern Colorado to keep this thing a little bit closer, 5.5 or 6. It looks like the number was Northern Colorado certainly has enough firepower here, and they've played the tougher schedule. They're 0-2 straight up on the road, but they have played much tougher teams than what Cal Baptist has done. Cal Baptist, another one of these teams that shoots 80% from the free throw line at home. They do have a certainly a home court advantage here, but they have struggled on defense. They've allowed every team they've played to score at least 77 points or more in their first four games. And I like Northern Colorado. I love the fact that they've taken on Washington State and South Dakota State and Colorado, and they've gone toe-to-toe with all those teams. So I do think there is some value here with Northern Colorado as they get ready to take on Cal Baptist here tonight, the Lancers, for a little late-night action. And, of course, UCLA also in action here tonight, taking on Idaho State, who has actually been pretty darn good so far this year. And another one of these mid-major programs that's not ducking anybody. They're taking on just about everybody that they've had come through their gym and traveling. You got to collect those checks if you are a mid-major. But they barely lost to Cal State Fullerton last game, but they've taken on San Diego. They've taken on USC, Arizona State. So they have certainly run the gamut, but UCLA looking to get this right here this year from Mick Cronin. They should have no problem going ahead and dispatching Idaho State here tonight. So plenty of college basketball on tap here tonight. Plenty of NBA action as well, as it's the night after the first loss for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They are back home, though. Will they take it out on the New Orleans Pelicans? One will have to...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
We're going to talk a lot of NBA. We're going to talk week 12 of the NFL season. Much more coming up here as Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The NBA Cup games that we had last night, pretty cool looking floors there, but the big story was the Cleveland Cavaliers no longer undefeated. They lose by three to the Celtics last night, but certainly gave it the good old college try. But now they're back home tonight. They get to take on a New Orleans Pelicans team that we talked about last night and said they ain't scoring 100 points. Let's be realistic against Dallas. Didn't see Dallas scoring 132 points, but it just goes to show that both these teams on this second night of a back-to-back, are we laying the 14 with the Cavaliers tonight?
I mean, the real question is, how do the Cavaliers get up off the deck after they lose their first game of the season? A very, intense game, close game. Cleveland fought their way back into it, only to come up short, and Cleveland covered the number on the way out the door, but that was a little bit of frustration as that thing ballooned way up towards 6 and 7. By the time tip-off had, my 5.5 didn't cash last night. So regardless of that, I don't want to play on Cleveland because it's an ideal spot for them to have a flat night on the second night of a back-to-back after losing that game. But, Joe, when I say that the Pelicans may be the only team that I would not bet in this spot, the Pelicans may be the only team that I would bet the Sixers here. I would bet like the Spurs here. Like, pick a bad team. I would bet the Wizards here just because at least they run. There's nothing redeeming about the Pelicans right now. And in particular, they're a horrible shooting team. And I don't know that that's going to get any better in one night. And it doesn't matter whether it's a back-to-back. They're just not a good shooting team. And so the idea that I want to try to get involved here with a team that shoots this poorly, even though you should never lay a 2-touchdown spread in the NBA, period. Like, just don't ever do it. Like, it's a recipe for disaster. So I can't back Cleveland. Be a passer. I mean, all you can honestly do is think to take the under, right? If Cleveland comes out and has a great defensive effort after last night, giving up, 60-some-odd points, almost 70 points in the first half, take a first half under here. Hope that, New Orleans continues to miss shots. Cleveland's a little slow offensively, right? They're dragging a little bit, but their defense is on alert. So that's the way I would play this. But I just can't get involved with the Pelicans. They don't shoot well enough at all.
No, they're absolutely awful here, and they're hurt. They've got, they've got basically nobody playing for them right now. But the Cavs could get right in a hurry tonight and wash the stink of that loss last night off. Another game that's interesting, too, is the Bulls seem to be getting a little bit of love here. They are, 8.5 points? The Bulls were almost a 10-point dog when they played the Bucks earlier this year, and they blew them out, one by 11. So what am I missing here?
In a game that was 133-122, I don't know that – I know Dame Lillard is back, but the Bucks are considerably worse defensively with Dame Lillard on the floor, and that doesn't make me feel better about a team in Chicago that all of a sudden plays with a ton of pace, right? When last year, the Bulls were in bottom five in pace. This year, they're number two. So, you know, what does that tell you? Their offense is shooting really well. I think they are top six or seven in shooting percentage and effective field goal percentage this year. So, look, a lot of things have gone well for the Bulls offensively. I'm just, when did we get to a world where the Bucks are laying 8.5 again? Like, this is not the Bucks team 2 years ago that should be laying these kind of numbers. They're a bad defensive squad. So when I saw this number, and I'm like, even though when these two teams played, and it was really only at the end of October, a month ago, they were favored by 9, the Bucks were, and again, they're still favored by that same number. Nah, something's up with that. Give me the Bulls and the points.
Yeah, they're 3-6-1 as a favorite here this year, the Bucks. I don't get it at all. Interesting number with Houston, too, taking on Indiana. They are at home in this one here. The total, I thought, was interesting. Will we get enough defense in here to look at an under, or are we just focusing on Indiana? It's Indiana. Chances are we're going to get some points here, but Houston's defense is no joke at home.
No, and that's the thing. And I attack this. I'll cut this in half and lay the points with Houston in the first half. If I get under 4, you know, where it's 2 possessions, particularly you're not going to get under 3, I don't think. But still, if you have a 3.5 in the first half, that's the way I'd go. Because here's the logic, right? Houston's defense has been much better at home. If the Pacers' offense clicks and they're out there scoring and they are pushing the pace early and being effective, guess what? The Rockets may be dead for the entire game. I don't think that they can keep up with Indiana from a pace and scoring standpoint. But I do think there's a game script where Houston plays lockdown D in the first half and is ahead by 5 or 6 at half. And then Indiana, over the course of 4 quarters, claws their way back into it. I would look at it that way. But again, Houston's offense still a little suspect, right? I mean, this is still a team that's bottom 5 in effective field goal percentage. You talk about their offensive efficiency, it's not great either. Bottom half of the league. So they don't bring a lot on offense. And some of that is their numbers away from Houston. Obviously, on both ends of the floor, they're better at home. But I would look at this first half here, late with Houston, because if they ain't controlling the pace early, then I don't think they're doing it late.
Yeah, I think they'll be able to push Indiana around as well there, especially early at home. Last night, we saw the Memphis Grizzlies look to take 2 in a row against a joker-less Nuggets team. And boy, that didn't work out. In fact, they looked absolutely...
What did I tell you last night?
Terrible.
Took the Nuggets.
Terrible did they look.
Yeah.
Oh, but if the Sixers are ever going to win a game, this is probably the game they need to win after Embiid being called out. Looks like him and Paul George are a go. Is it Sixers? Because the market is all Sixers.
Well, look, it's a game if you're willing to get involved in, right? You are playing on the fact that Joel Embiid got his head out of his 4th point of contact and decided to show up and be the MVP that he is, and the Sixers are going to roll this team, right? Because I think there's only 2 outcomes. Sixers win big or Memphis wins close, right? Like, those are the 2 outcomes I see here. You know, the Sixers should have a little extra fight, right? Like, that's what they should have and show themselves out pretty well tonight.
Yeah, no Zach Edey, no Marcus Smart. They're a mess, Memphis. All right, we got more Game Time Decisions coming up next here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Jaron Arey alongside Mark Zeno as we get ready for week 12 of the NFL season. Good one, too. I'm kidding when I say good. Pittsburgh taking on the Browns here. Short week for Pittsburgh, coming off a drubbing there of the Baltimore Ravens. The Browns are, well, the Browns, let's face it, Jameis Winston. Storyline here, though, Zinn, is going to be weather and it not looking good. A lot of wind, a lot of rain, that whole area there. It should be an absolute mess. Probably a whole lot of running, which doesn't bode well, I think, for the Browns. How are you approaching this one?
Yeah, I agree on the weather impacting the game and favoring the Steelers a lot more than it does Cleveland. Just a better running game, better offensive line, better consistency up front. And you know, I think all that favors Pittsburgh here. I mean, everything in my bones is screaming to take Cleveland, especially with them, you know, kind of being in the position that they are from a division standpoint. They may be out of the whole thing right now as far as, you know, playoffs and everything concerned. But still, you know, this is a team right now that just got their butts whooped last week. And now they're coming back on a short week. You know, they're going to play with a certain level of intensity that isn't there. And, you know, the Steelers are in this run here, Joe, of four consecutive division games. So they started with the Ravens, they play the Browns, and then they get the Bengals, and then they get the Browns again. I mean, it's not – this is a murderer's row here for the Steelers going forward. So they'll get out of here with any win possible. And I think, you know, the Browns plus, you know, more than a field goal here feels like the margin where the Steelers end up winning this thing by three.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the under because I don't know if this game gets the 30 points, if the weather's going to be what we think it's going to be. I think the team total, too, 16.5 for the Browns. I'd like to know how that's going to work out for him in this one here. And Jameis will somehow figure out how to throw an interception, I'm sure. That's usually what he does there.
Last week, Joe, can't be any worse than the one that Russell Wilson threw on Sunday.
Solid point. I don't know how you win a game without scoring an offensive touchdown, but they've won two this year now, Pittsburgh. Yeah. Twice. Like, come on. Really, Pittsburgh? My goodness. Another interesting one, too, is going to be Sunday night, which I find fascinating, is going to be this Eagles-Rams game. The Eagles, boy, they're rolling. I mean, what else can you say about them, man? The defense has finally put it together. We saw this game a year ago, and the Eagles, I think, held the ball for nearly 40 minutes and just suffocated the Rams. This ain't the Patriots. I don't know. Is it Eagles laying the 2.5, 3, or what do you think we're going to get here?
I'm still waiting for the Eagles to have this, you know, slight regression back to lunacy that started their season off. Maybe they've figured it all out. I don't know. But again, a rash of Giants, Bengals, Jaguars, and Cowboys doesn't exactly make me feel like they are really clicking on all cylinders. Now, give them credit for beating Washington, but they were home. It was a Thursday night game. And, you know, now they got to go on the road cross country against the Rams team that could pick apart that Eagles secondary. So, yeah, there's a lot to question here in this game. And, you know, it's telling where odds makers are sitting with this line at 3. I'm curious to see if they get off to 3.5 and or even go down to 2.5. Kind of tells you, you know, pretty indicative of where the market is going. But I just lean Rams in this spot. I'd like to see more from the Eagles to know that they don't have this stinker game in them. They might be feeling a little bit too much of their oats right now, not having played anybody competent. But this is also a game, I think, where you look to the over, Joe, right? I mean, you know, 48.5, I could see this thing topping 51. 27-24 feels like a really possible final between these two teams here.
Yeah, it's going to depend if that Rams defense can get off the damn field and not allow.
If the Patriots can score 22 on the Rams, the Eagles may have an easy way getting to 30.
Yeah, well, that's very easily, too, with that young defense of the Rams here. But that's going to be like a home game anyway for the Eagles because there are no Rams fans at SoFi Stadium. We all know that. What about the Monday night game? I think this one's interesting, too, with the Ravens and the Chargers. And boy, oh, boy. Over? I think. Does that make sense?
I mean, I don't know. The Chargers, I still think, are undervalued by odds makers, right? And the Ravens may be a bit overvalued because of their defense. But I'll ask you this question. We'll end on this note. One playoff game right now, who are you picking? Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh as your coach?
That's Jim. Rough.
I go Jim.
That's a rough one. Yeah, that is a rough one. Mark Zeno, enjoy the night, brother. We'll talk to you again. Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here on this Wednesday now, November the 20th. It is week 13 of the college football season. We got a couple of more matching games here tonight. And then, of course, it's put up or shut up time here this weekend with a number of teams. Of course, Ohio State will be on everyone's mind, and Indiana should be an interesting one. And two guys that know a little something here about college football stepping in and joining us once again. It is CT Betts in the house, as well as the Wizard, Kenny White, in the house here. And gentlemen, welcome in on what should be a fantastic week 13 slate of games. Let's dive into a couple of the games you guys have circled. And CT, let's start right now with Wisconsin, and almost pulled off the upset against Oregon last week. Came up just a little bit short. They got an easier time now, right? Nebraska, or is it?
Well, Joe, I don't know here. I feel like Wisconsin kind of, they put their nuts on the table and they kind of went all in last week, you know, at home, night game versus the Ducks. They had the fake number one team in the country, the Ducks, on the ropes. That's for sure. And it was a great game plan by Luke Fickell. They just couldn't put him away. 13-6 into the fourth quarter, couldn't finish the job. Cornhuskers, you guys know that they're an absolute mess, and they've lost three in a row now. And there was a ton of talk about this team and the freshman Dylan Raiola at the start of the year, and now it's kind of been crickets. And you know, who wants to bet on teams that lose every week and quote unquote horrible teams? Well, you guys know me well enough. I do. Sign me right up. I think it's a great buy low spot for the Cornhuskers. All the wind has been taken out of the Badgers' sails after blowing that win last week. And Luke Fickell, he fires his longtime friend, offensive coordinator Phil Longo. I think they have a lot of stuff to figure out here, and we'll bank on Matt Rhule to get the job done at home, get back on track here, get the win, and cover the short number, -2.5 on Nebraska.
All right, waiting for Nebraska to bounce back there and get it done for them. And Kenny, all right, Ohio State taking on Indiana, the game of the week, the game of the century, whatever you want to call it. I guess we're going to learn very quickly whether Indiana is for real or not, but you're taking an interesting approach here. I know a lot of people looking at the under, not you, though.
Yeah, these are two really good offensive teams, Joe, and two great quarterbacks. Really, these guys have put up tremendous numbers. Curtis Rourke and Will Howard, their numbers are very similar. So let me just say, they combined to throw 73% completions. They combined to throw 10 yards a pass. And they've combined for 45 touchdowns, just 9 interceptions. So my total is 60.5. And Indiana loves to play fast. They love to get up and down. Ohio State's offense has always been, Ryan Day has always been very aggressive play calling. It just looks like to me this is it's a two-touchdown game by Ohio State. So if you're trailing by two touchdowns, Indiana's got to go fast and play. So two really good quarterbacks I got to go over in this day and age in college football. It's a passing game, and they want to see a high-scoring game. And the weather's going to be great, 45 degrees and very little wind. It's football weather in Columbus.
Yeah, no, it is big-time football weather. And CT, all right, we got a total here in the game. Give me a side here, because it just feels like either Ohio State wins by 30 or they lose outright. So which is it?
Yeah, Joe, I texted you and Kelly on Monday. I said, it's been a cute little story for Cignetti in Indiana, hasn't it? I think their fairy tale dreams come to a little halt on Saturday in Columbus. And IU hasn't played anyone even close to the talent of the Buckeyes this year. And I think the Indiana offense is in for a huge wake-up call when they face the number two defense in the country. Look what the Michigan defense held Indiana to 20 points last week in Indiana. Makes you wonder what IU will be able to do against the Buckeyes D. I don't think much. I know for a fact that Ryan Day has had this game circled for a very long time. This is a game where he's not going to want to get in and out with a win and move on to next week. This is a game where, like Kenny said, he wants to make a statement and run them out of the building. IU shouldn't even be in the same conversation as the Buckeyes, in my opinion. They just aren't in the same class. I made this game closer to 20. I think IU gets run out of the shoe. So we'll lay -13 here with the Buckeyes to get the job done.
Buckeyes and an over is what we're getting in the game of the week there. Kenny, interesting Conference USA game coming up, I guess, for second place with Liberty taking on Western Kentucky. Feels like a pick 'em situation here. And which one are you picking?
Western Kentucky's still fighting for that title, Joe. They could get it, but that's not the team I'm betting on. I'm buying low. That's you know, kind of what I do in sports betting. Buy low as whenever I can. Liberty would have been a 2-touchdown favorite against Western Kentucky before the year started. Liberty was the darling of the Conference USA, but Jamie Chadwell's team has played down to the competition most of the year. They are 7-2 still. They're 4-2 in the conference. All I have to do is win the game, and I think I got the better football team. Those are my favorite type of bets when I'm laying less than a field goal and I've got a team favorite more than a touchdown. So I still think Liberty's the better team, even though they don't have the better record. Let's go Flames.
Still trying to figure out how they lost 12-7 on Saturday there, Kenny. That was a bit of a head-scratcher there with Western Kentucky. But Liberty looking to get bounced back in a buy-low spot. I don't know what to do in this one here, CT, because here we go. Colorado, a favorite on the road. Kansas, an underdog. Didn't we just see this last week with Kansas, and that didn't work out all that well for BYU? How does it work out for Colorado?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work out well for Colorado, but again, I've been wrong on Colorado, I think, three times this year, 0-3. Betting against them, including last week, and Jayhawks flying high, you know, playing some great football right now. Jaden Daniels, he woke up, looks like he's like he cares. Wideouts have been fantastic. Running game has been great. And yeah, you know, Colorado, they've been fantastic this year. Very impressive. They've drastically improved on defense as well. I think that's the big turnaround for the Buffs, and has made them win a lot more football games here. Like I said, I've been wrong on them here. I think the problem, though, with the Buffs is that they fall asleep, okay? They fall asleep at least a quarter a game, and that's going to eventually come back and cost them. And I think it's going to be this weekend, guys. And I know it's not a home game for Kansas. They haven't had a home game on campus all year because they're redoing the stadium. But it's still in Kansas. It's at Arrowhead Field. And I heard Coach Lance this morning on the radio and says, you know, it's very similar to if it was a campus game for the kids. They're staying in the same hotel. It's only a 25-minute hotel ride here. This is a beatable Buffs team here, and I think it's a huge, and I think Kenny would agree with me, coaching advantage for Leopold here over Coach Prime. So we will take the 3 here with the Jayhawks.
Ooh, taking the 3 at the Jayhawks. Yeah, I agree with you. This has been a top 25 team for over a month now. Nobody pays attention to them. I like them at home as well there, CT. Interesting, another interesting game that we've got going on here, Kenny, and we'll talk more about it when we get back. But you love your side. I think this is like the second time on this show you are going to be busting out a play on the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and I am all for it here, brother. So before we'll do that when we get back, not to mention we also have some action tonight, and I believe both of you guys are invested in the games here tonight. Plus, I want to touch base on Notre Dame taking on Army this week. Beyond that, Notre Dame pretty much can sleepwalk their way into probably a top 10 playoff position there, and they won't have to worry about the old conference game because they don't have one, CT. So we'll talk about that one and see what your guys' thoughts are as Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then
the holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone, you can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or Eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. We've got week 13 of the college football season, and it is getting good here as our good friend Chris Thurston, CT Betts, doling out winners each and every week. And, of course, the wizard, Kenny White, in the house. And, Kenny, it wouldn't be a college football week without you breaking down the University of Alabama, Birmingham, my friend. So break it down for us. Tell us what we're looking at this weekend with them.
Yeah, this is just a really bad football game. One of the ugliest games of the day. But you know what? There's a betting line on it. I'm going to make a line and we're going to bet it. And I'm on an ugly dog again. UAB is a team that I thought had started to turn the corner and make some headway with a cover against South Florida and then a big beatdown of Tulsa. I bet them against Connecticut and they led the entire game and give up a touchdown with a minute to go in the game for the Huskies to get the cover and just snatched it from me. And then last week they were in the game, the entire game against Memphis until the fourth quarter, and they give up 28 in the fourth. I think they're playing just much better football. Now, Rice fired their coach, Mike Blumgren, a couple of games ago. And when that happens, you get that uptick. They beat Navy 24-20, and they did play well against Memphis, losing 27-20. But these teams are so equal in talent, or the lack of talent, they're very equal. I can't believe Rice could be 8.5 over anybody in the country except for Kent State. So give me Birmingham plus the points. I'm willing to take a bad team here plus that at home.
I am willing to bet, CT, that nowhere in the sports television universe will you ever hear anybody break down the University of Alabama, Birmingham, quite like the wizard, Kenny White. You ain't getting that anyplace else but right here on the Sports Grid Network. All right, we got Maction football. You want to talk about bad football. My goodness, Maction football here. Let's break down the first game there, or they're both at 7 o'clock coming up top of the hour. Let's talk Ohio Toledo, CT. Give me a side in this game. It feels like a lot of people looking at Toledo here, but we did see some Ohio money come in. So what are we thinking?
Yeah, I've been friends with Kenny for a lot of years, and he knows these small conferences better than anyone, Joe. He's taught me a lot in the MAC and the small ones, and we'll look at this one tonight. And, you know, yeah, Toledo, they're probably not the same Toledo that we're used to seeing, Joe. Last year they were a top 20 offense, and now they're looking at one of their worst finishes in a long time on that side of the ball. But on the defensive side of the ball, you know, they've been excellent. They forced five turnovers in their win last week against Central Michigan. The weather was supposed to be pretty bad and rainy tonight. It looks like clear skies, which in my opinion favors Toledo at home. Ohio has been turnover prone here, turned it over quite a bit this year. Navarro, the trigger man, he's thrown 8 picks on the year. Ohio loses their games on the road, 2-3 on the road this year. Toledo only lost 3 times this year. And at home, they've lost once to a tough Bowling Green team. I made Toledo a little bigger a fave here. It looks like the Westgate went to 1 just now. So we'll lay the short number here on the Rockets to get the job done.
Getting the Rockets done. You know, Kenny, it's funny. The interesting thing about these smaller conferences, Maction and UAB, I believe when you hand the ticket at the window, the money is still green that they hand back to you. Am I correct with that, my friend? That's usually how it works here. And how are you looking at this game tonight from a total perspective with Toledo and Ohio?
Yeah, same color money. And CT's right. You know, I wanted to agree with him earlier that coaching mismatch on Kansas. And I have Toledo a favorite in this game as well. But I'm playing the total under. I'm betting the weather. You know, it's tough to bet the weather. Weathermen are never right guessing the weather. I'm guessing the weather here. 25 to 35 mile an hour winds tonight at the Glass Bowl, and it's going to be sideline to sideline, which makes it awfully difficult to pass. When the wind's end zone to end zone, hey, one team can move the ball and the other team really struggles. But when it's sideline to sideline, quarterbacks struggle to throw. Coaches got to get conservative. And the clock's going to run. This game's going to go under the total. Plus, it's a big game. These two teams do not like each other. The last time they played in good conditions was in the MAC Conference Championship game, and Toledo won 17-3.
They always win at home, don't they, Toledo? Kenny, isn't this rivalry? It's always Toledo at home. That's always the easy bet, right?
Toledo's been pretty good, yeah, in this rivalry. The last time they played was in Detroit. The year before that, it was in Ohio, and Toledo won that game.
Yep. This is going to be the two teams that don't like one another. It's worth the price of admission tonight in that one coming up here at the top of the hour. And, Kenny, what about the next one here? Eastern Michigan taking on Buffalo here tonight. You were talking about it earlier. Are we dealing with more weather issues in this game?
Yeah, there's more. The wind's going to be blowing heavy in this one, too, sideline to sideline, 20, 25 miles an hour. So it will affect scoring as well. But I like Eastern Michigan here, and I'm playing kind of, you know, I'm playing a guessing game that I hope I'm right. Last week, Buffalo beat Ball State. Now, their head coach, Pete Lambeau, was fired from Ball State after he coached there for 5 years. I got a feeling that that team was fired up to go win that game. They had to come from behind, score a late touchdown to tie it, and then win it in overtime to get their sixth win, and they celebrated like they won the Super Bowl. They are going bowling, and now they're playing Eastern Michigan, who's got 5 wins. One more win, they go bowling. So the team with the focus this week has been Eastern Michigan, and we're just laying one.
Yeah, and they have always been money, especially as a dog over the year. 7-3 against the number so far this year. They have been money. All right, a quick NFL game, CT, because nobody knows it better than you. Which one of them are you looking at this week in the Week 12 slate of the NFL?
Yeah, I like the Dolphins this week here as they go into the Patriots have to go down to Miami. They struggle every year down there. I'm always on the Fins in this game. And ever since they got Tua back, they've been one to reckon with here, winning some games, and the defense have been a lot better, Joe. I don't think they have a problem covering this number.
No, but Dolphins, nobody punches down better than the Dolphins, and that's exactly what they're doing this weekend. Chris Thurston, the Wizard, Kenny White. Great luck with those games here, guys. We'll be back. Game Time Decisions continues here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The question is, can they stop this Toledo team from running on them? That's where this game is going to be decided, on the ground. We got two guys, both Chris and Kenny, like Toledo to be able to win this matchup head-to-head at home. I, too, agree with Kenny on the under in this one. We're starting to see 46 and a half for Ohio and Toledo. And then get ready for Eastern Michigan taking on Buffalo. As Kenny pointed out, Buffalo 6-4 already. They won a game last week in overtime at home versus Ball State 51-48. And why is that important? Well, because Buffalo, for the first time in a long time, became bowl eligible with their sixth win. Eastern Michigan sitting at 5-5. Yeah, no. They need a win here in order to be able to make sure they get that all-important bowl game. They'll be at home here. They are 7-3 on the season. But again, cold, rain, gusty winds all in the forecast here tonight. Expect a whole lot of running, I would say, in this game, too. Total also coming crashing down a little bit, but that one was 56.5, so don't be shocked if it stays woefully under that number given those conditions. So you got some action football here tonight. Of course, we're going to get ready for the NBA slate, a big NBA slate of games here tonight, not to mention plenty of college basketball, not just tonight, but of course, we've got that next round of tournaments, neutral site tournaments happening, including the Bahamas Classic, which will kick off, the Charleston Classic, which will kick off tomorrow. And you got to love these because it's kind of teams' last opportunities to test their will against some of the better competition in other conferences that they won't see likely until March when the madness begins. So it's a pretty good litmus test on this third Wednesday and what will be the third Thursday of the college basketball season. We do have 37 games here tonight. Neutral site games, though, in Birmingham, in fact, with Illinois and Alabama, which will be the big game here tonight that everyone is going to be focusing on as Alabama. Well, it didn't work out all that well last game. However, Illinois here, not exactly the same team that they were a year ago. The money keeps flowing in on Alabama here tonight, and it's no wonder. Alabama in a neutral site game, again, in Birmingham. It's going to be pretty much a home contest for them, but they are going to look forward to righting the ship, if you will, a little bit and get back in the win column to get it done here tonight. Should be a fun one, though. If you haven't had a chance to check out either of these teams, this is a good opportunity for you to do so. And also, if you haven't had a chance to check out this Rutgers team, well, you might want to, A, lay the 19 and a half, 20 points. I am fairly certain they are going to steamroll Merrimack tonight. And that 20 points will be no issue for them to be able to cover here. Merrimack is not stopping this Rutgers team. That also should be a good one to get involved with. We have much more, though. Another hour of Game Time Decisions continues here on the Grid.